Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 16th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Early vascular aging determined by three-dimensional aortic geometry, genetic determinants, and clinical consequences. This study found that early vascular aging, characterized by specific aortic geometric remodeling, is linked to adverse cardiovascular outcomes. Using three-dimensional aortic imaging, researchers identified genetic determinants influencing this aging process and its association with cardiovascular structure and function. The findings suggest that early identification of aortic geometry via imaging could provide a new target for intervention and risk stratification. Article number 2. Shifting sites of care in electrophysiology: trends and cost differences in device implantation procedures across ambulatory and hospital settings in the Medicare population. This analysis of Medicare data demonstrates a trend toward increased implantation of cardiac electrophysiology devices, like pacemakers and implantable cardioverter defibrillators, in ambulatory surgery centers, rather than hospital outpatient departments. The study highlights significant Medicare payment differences between these settings, suggesting potential cost savings in ambulatory surgery centers for device implantation procedures. This shift has important implications for healthcare economics and patient access. Article number 3. Geographic variation in cardiometabolic and lifestyle risk factors across U.S. states, 2011 to 2021. Analysis of the behavioral risk factor surveillance system data from 2011 to 2021 reveals substantial geographic variation in cardiometabolic risk factors, including diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and obesity, as well as lifestyle risk factors across United States states. The study demonstrates that these state-based inequities in risk factor burden have persisted over the decades studied, underscoring the need for targeted interventions to address regional disparities in cardiovascular health. These findings emphasize the importance of considering geographic context in public health initiatives. Article number 4. The influence of height on occupational radiation exposure of interventional cardiologists during selective coronary angiography using a radial artery approach. This retrospective study found that interventional cardiologist height significantly influences occupational radiation exposure during radial artery coronary angiography. Taller operators experienced higher cumulative radiation exposure even when normalized for dose area product. These findings suggest that adjusting radiation protection strategies based on operator height could mitigate occupational hazards. Article number 5. Risk factor analysis and prediction of acute postoperative lung injury after type A aortic dissection. This retrospective study identified independent risk factors for acute lung injury following surgery for type A aortic dissection, including preoperative ventilation time and intraoperative transfusion volume. Based on these risk factors, the researchers developed a predictive model to evaluate the risk of acute lung injury in patients undergoing this procedure. This model can help clinicians identify high-risk patients and implement preventative strategies. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.